Holy Spirit, lately in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm gonna jump into right into message. I'm gonna talk about Philemon chapter 1, verse 6. And I think a lot of us familiar with the scripture that communication of your faith may become affected by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you and in Christ. So we notice right here our faith communication or connection of our faith will become effective when we acknowledge every good thing in us and in Christ. But oftentimes, we tend to focus on our problems, on our bills, on our wrongdoing, on our, oh my goodness, how dare I have done so and so forth. And we human tendency, we tend to look into what we have done wrong, and we focus on our problems instead of like recognizing what is good thing, and then we wonder why our faith is not working. So I want to look into scripture, and right here I find out that the more I recognize the goodness of God in us and in Christ, because we are in Christ. You know, we are completed in him, Colossians chapter 2, verse 10. And there's no way we can be out of him, but we can be out of him in our mind, in our thinking. So I think what the Bible is talking right here is these elements, the good thing which is in us and in Christ. And many in scripture, I will read some of them later. We find out if we keep our, I think how we acknowledge the goodness of God, how we acknowledge what is good in us in God, can be our thinking, can be our word expression. So most often time that when I talk to person, I work with customer service, like I work with like people every day. I can tell why, like the problem they have after conversation about 5 or 10 minutes, because I can hear it through the expression. Sometimes they don't express it, but you can tell by discernment of spirit or expression, even on our face, sometimes can say something and our word. And most oftentimes, like human nature, we tend to like, oh my goodness, the first month already come, the end of the month already come, how I'm gonna pay my bill, how I'm gonna have my food on my table. So we tend to forget that something God already been doing our life, and we forget that we are the children of God, and we fail to recognize that we don't remember that we are the children of God. It is our pleasure, it is our Father's pleasure to give us kingdom. And I want to look at some different scriptures. Like, let's look at there are many of them. How about like Christ in us, the hope of glory? And God see us. He put our Lord Jesus in us, Holy Spirit in us. Now, when we become children of God, God has given us, we have Holy Spirit, right? Beside God had bodily dwelling in us. We are completely in him. So, and then we're given Holy Spirit. Not only Holy Spirit, we have been given angel of the Lord, surround, protecting us. Often, you heard my story. When I got car crash, my car just backed up, and airbag all blown in front of me. There's no scratch on my face, nothing. To me, that's not coincidence. There's no way I can hide from airbag hitting my face or somewhere in my body. There's nothing. There's no scratch. There's nothing. So in my car, like, but I believe that the angel of the Lord surrounded me, protected me. So how we activate all the things that, the thing that God has given us, like angel of the Lord, why there are angels not active in our life. There are the things that the kingdom of God. And we know that all the promise of God, yes and amen, but not every one of us experiencing. I learned that the more I know is a condition. Every promise of God is condition. If we are not fulfilled condition, we will not experience. That's just me, bear with me. And we see that God has given us Holy Spirit. God has given us the angel of God. God gave us the word of God. Okay. So for us to be profitable from the word of God, not just read, just meditate, but the Bible says clearly the word of God is supposed to be profitable, right? Teaching, correction, and other things. So I want to look at how about Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God of our Father. Let me read it. Let me read it so we can see clearly. And let go read the word and we'll see. Okay. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. So this is how, like, because we are in Christ, right? Every good thing. So the Bible wants us to acknowledge every good thing. We all know this, but sometimes we are not convinced the good thing that in us. So we convince the bad thing. We convince that our bill is bigger than God has blessed us. Let's turn on Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. The Bible says that blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. So God has blessed them all. So how many of us really convinced this verse is the truth as it is the truth? And sometimes I said, I don't see the blessing of God in my life. All I see lack. I can't pay my bill. I can't buy a better car. I can't have a better job. My friend is run away from me and they treated me horrible. And you can know the favor of God surrounded those who fear him. And on we can go. And I don't see this thing all in my life happening in my life. What's wrong with me? So sometimes we wonder, we question, but we not really convinced. If we really convinced, I have been blessed, regardless what my situation or my current circumstance, because God said, I am blessed. I'm going to continue to believe. I'm going to speak it out. So sometimes we need to express the word of God. We need to express by word. And when we do so, we automatically, to me, like I found, the more I acknowledge by verbal expression, I'm thanking God, the goodness of God, thanking God, forgiveness of my sin. If we read through verse 7, in him, in our Lord Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace. He may abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Sometimes I said, Lord, I'm not so wise. I made so many mistakes. But that's not who I am in Christ. That's I am in the body, in the flesh, yes. The flesh profit nothing, but sometimes I focus more in my flesh than in my spirit, what I have in Christ, what the good thing that in me. So I focus in the bad thing instead of good thing. Oh my goodness, I grew up in family so poor, I couldn't do this, couldn't do that. So that's on my flesh. I was focused in my flesh. I forgot that I am the child of God. I have been blessed with all spiritual blessing. All things pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of God, called as glory and virtue. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Through the promises we could be or can be partaker of divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So through acknowledging how we do it by speaking it out, by expression, because faith, like I love in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 said, by confession of our mouth, we have salvation, by belief in the heart unto righteousness, but by confession, how we get salvation, how we get delivered. Sometimes we got to speak it out. Sometimes we have to condemn because we have authority and power over a situation. Sometimes, like sickness, could be a problem. And our Lord Jesus teach us if we say to this mountain, be removed, maybe not one time, but keep speaking. And I remember when the Lord, 2020, when the Lord asked me to live in this house as already paid for. I said, okay, Lord, I will do it. He said, but you got to speak it. You got to speak it. You got to convince enough that I already paid for your house. But you have to convince it, not just like merely believe, but convince, just like persuaded. Just Abraham said that I am persuaded. So one morning, and the Lord started showing me how I should be believing, and to the point that I am persuaded that this house already paid for. And I would wake up, spend time with the Lord in the morning. I said, thank you, Father. This half, you already paid it all. The balance still there. Nothing moved. 1 year, nothing moved. 2 years, nothing moved. 3 years, nothing moved. But by the 4th year, the Lord started showing me I'm going to give you this, I'm going to give you this. And boy, all the money coming in, and I just paid it off. And the Lord reminded me because I have obedience. Obedience is something we learn. It's not something natural for us. Even our Lord Jesus, he learns, he suffered through the obedience. Maybe you don't believe that. Let me find out. Holy Spirit, help me. Hebrew chapter 5, verse 8, maybe. Let me see. Oh, yes, praise God. Okay, Hebrew chapter 5, verse 8. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the thing which he suffered. Sometimes obedience, suffering from obedience, cost us sometimes look like obedience. Yes, that Roman chapter persuaded in Roman chapter 4, I believe from verse 18 to 21. Also, Abraham was when he was persuaded, even though he was old and he was persuaded that what God promised he was able to perform. So, right here, he was a son, yet he learned obedience, the thing which he suffered. Sometimes we go to suffering. Obedience is not an easy thing, to be honest with you, to confess, to speak the word of God. To speak like Psalm 91, when God told me to speak Psalm 91, it's like the first time when I try to do it, like this sounds crazy, but that's how the kingdom of God. Sometimes we need to express verbally, express the word of God. We need to be spoken. So when I did it, I'm just thanking God. And certainly, 1 year did not happen. Second year didn't happen. Third year, by the fourth year, the money just come like a flood, and I able to pay it off my house. So. Sometimes, like, we need to come to the point that, like, I knew I'm persuaded. Like, the truth that in us, like, come to the place that settle. The same thing when I pray for some sickness that I have, I just like, that's it. I'm gonna stand, and the God give me grace to see that it is already done. And my part is just express it, to speak it out, acknowledge. That's how we acknowledge. Could be in our heart, our mind, meditation, or can be expression. And when I see that these elements are the very important when we acknowledge, because the Bible says, whatever good, whatever lovely, the Lord wants us to think on this thing. To acknowledge could be what something we think about, something we meditate on, or we worry something is not good. So the flesh sometimes, like, we worry, that's human nature, that the flesh, but good thing that we can determine. Last time I shared it, when we're thinking about the flesh, that means we walk in the flesh. When our mind thinking about spirit, that means we are walk spirit. So we can examine that Romans chapter 8, verse 5, last time I shared the scripture. So even Jesus, he learned, he suffered obedience. It's not something that natural or obedient. So we got to learn obedience to the truth. We need to speak the truth to ourselves. So the more we speak, it become we become persuaded. So, like my case, I know the Lord to the point that sometimes I don't even speak a word, and I knew that He heard me. Just in my thoughts, I knew that He heard me. There are times He addressed me while I was sleeping, spoke to me in dream, something that I was thinking, wrongly thinking. He corrected me while I'm sleeping. And he will show me, let's say I have some thought, just thinking, never express it, just thinking a negative, some bad thought. And at night, when the Lord spoke to me, he showed me that thing should not be put on my thoughts. So for God, our thought is kind of like word for him, because he see our thought in our heart. What is in our thought? What in our heart? For him, that's communication. Just like our Lord Jesus can hear when people speaking one another, when they were reasoning in their heart, and the Lord would come back and say, why are you reasoning evil in your heart, so on and so forth. And the same thing, he sees our thoughts, our heart, even our wrongdoing. Sometimes God will not pay attention, but our thoughts, that for God is like, just like our Lord Jesus said, if a man look after a woman or lust after her, look at her or lust after her, or he commit adultery in his heart. The Lord said, real clear in his heart. So right here, even our Lord Jesus. So obedience is not something that we were born with, but something we learn to obey. We learn to put into practice. Because the word of God, if we don't practice, everything we learn here will not benefit us. Not hear it. In James chapter 1 talk about clear it. We're not a hearer, but be a doer of the word, and we are blessed. What do you mean? We do all the word, we are experiencing the word become alive with us. Because the word of God is for us to not only meditate, for us to express. And as we see that we are the child of God, we've been given Holy Spirit, we've been given Holy Spirit, most of us don't take advantage of what we have in Christ. In Him, we have the fullness of God. We have full grace, full truth. Not many of us don't, we believe it. We are in Jesus, right? What we see in Jesus, as Jesus, so are we in this world. 1 John 4, verse 17. And Jesus, full of grace and truth, we are too. We have grace. We have the truth in us. Sometimes we don't live by the truth. We don't abide in the truth. Sometimes we abide in our situation. I'm like, oh my goodness, how dare my friend just left me. So what we are buying, we trust in other, we trust in people instead of God is our source. God is the person we should be trusted. Because the Lord clearly tells us that Holy Spirit can teach us, okay, guide us, and lead us. If the Holy Spirit only teach us, will not guide us, we don't know where to go. He got to lead us, guide us. And many things the Lord taught me as I walk with the Lord, I see that it's phenomenal. I want to share with you a little bit. I'm not sure you guys remember last time when I shared with you concerning wealth transfer. Last time I talked about wealth transfer. And I want to discuss if anyone interested later after the message. I ask you guys to pray about crypto currency or blockchain technology, because this is one of wealth transfer going to take place very soon, maybe sooner than we thought. And also keep your changes, your dime, your quarter, because these things in future we will not have this physical. This could be maybe could be like very like important. What you can search it online, you find out one penny worth like 100,000, 200, up to $1 million. Crazy, just one dime or penny, that kind of thing. So you keep it, don't go to the store, don't try to sell it, keep it. Maybe 1 year, 2 years, 5 years from now, or whatever in there. I feel that the Lord wanted me to share with you. This is just a side note. So that's me. We need to communicate with Holy Spirit to teach us, to guide. The Lord been teaching me the thing that I never knew concerning like cryptocurrency and things that I never believed this thing. I never knew, but the Lord talked to me. I want you to get this. I want you to get this. So that's what being said, because I've been convinced the Lord been leading me, teaching me, guiding me. So that's my source. He is my source. He is my provider, my helper, all kind of things. We are not dying because lack of money, lack of food, or lack of anything, because we lack of knowledge. Okay? Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people destroy a lack of knowledge. And where there is no vision, people perish. Proverbs 29, verse 18. So vision important. How we get vision? By acknowledging every good thing in us in Christ. Not every bad thing. Not what my family. No, we have been born again from above that we may know. Okay? And we've been given the Holy Spirit that we may know the things that have been freely given us by God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 10, 11, verse 12, and you can go through to 14. Talking about, so we need to acknowledge every good thing in Christ and in us. In Christ, we have redemption through His blood, forgiveness of sin. In Him, we have access to the Father by Holy Spirit. We have access. Every one of us can have access. In the past, only priests can have access to God. Only a prophet can have access to God. Now, every one of us, because we are children. We are children of God. Not only children, beloved children. If we go back, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6. And also, John said, this. I love John said, some people debate a lot about we are adopted. Well, John go on, say this. Now, let me read it. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. How about that? Let me read it. I might quote, misquote. Okay, this John chapter. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we are called the children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Verse 2, beloved, now we are the children of God. John didn't say that we are going to be the children of God. We are going to be adopted son and daughter of God. No, he said, now we are the children of God. John had the revelation that no one ever has concerning Father, Son. Even Jesus himself said, Father and I are one. John chapter 10, verse 30. So, beloved, now we are the children of God. So we don't see ourselves children of God. Therefore, it is our obligation. We see ourselves. I have to work hard, okay, to get my bill, to pay for my rent, to pay for my mortgage, to pay. But I tell you the truth. It is his obligation to take care of us. But we have to trust him. It is his obligation to take care of us. Just like I'm a father, my obligation to take care of my kid. And he owned 1,000 hills. But if I can't believe that I am the child of God, that means I don't believe that God gonna take care of me because I'm not his child. I'm just a believer. Yeah, first we just believer, but now we are his children and heir. So therefore, his obligation. Now we are children of God, have not yet been revealed what we should be. We know that when he was revealed, we will be like him. But he is. He's powerful God, he's merciful God, loving God, kind of God. Sometimes we want to be loved. We want to have the love, the joy, the peace. But guess what? The love is, we can have our love, but condition. But the Bible says us, Galatians chapter 5, but the fruit of Holy Spirit. What? The fruit of Holy Spirit. How can we get the fruit? Just like husband and wife. The Bible said Adam knew Eve and he got his children, right? The same thing, we have to have intimacy with Holy Spirit in order to receive the fruit of Holy Spirit. It's love, unconditional love, the joy, peace. A lot of Christians don't experience this because what? We don't acknowledge this is our inheritance. Oh, let me go back. I believe Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. Help me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. I believe so. Okay. Ephesians 11, chapter 1, verse 11. In him, in the Lord Jesus, we have obtained inheritance. We have obtained an inheritance. Okay. Not going to have. Okay. We have past tense. This is English speaking. Even I'm foreign. I still can understand much more. You guys can understand it better than me. Okay. In our Lord Jesus, we are complete in him. Colossians chapter 2, verse 10. Okay. In him, we need to acknowledge this every day, my brother, sister. In him, I have obtained inheritance. I have obtained mercy. First Peter 2, verse 10. We have to say this thing. We have to confess it until we convince or persuade it. In him, also, we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. We have inheritance. We know the verse tells that the first, without him, there's no peace. Sometimes we don't recognize. We say, oh Lord, I've been praying, you're not answering because we don't acknowledge. We pray, look like God far away. No, he in us, he is with us. He never leave us forsaken. And Genesis chapter 39, we start with verse 3 and 4. The Bible tells us that because God was with Joseph, therefore he is prosperous man. He acknowledged that God was with him. He persuaded, he convinced that God was with him. He prospered. What he did, he does unto the Lord joyfully. And even his master saw that the Lord was with him, making him prosper, whatever he took prosper. And without God, there's no hope. Ephesians chapter 2, I believe, was 12. I can turn it on. Let me see. Chapter 2, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12. Okay. Okay. Ephesians. That at the time you were without Christ, being alien from the commonwealth, Israel, stranger from the covenant of promise, having no hope without God in this world. But praise God. We always have Jesus, never leave, forsake us. We need to be convinced. We need to be persuaded. We need to stay in tune with him. We need to abide in him. a time for us to abide in this truth, reminding ourselves how we acknowledge by reminding. Right? Peter said that as long as I'm in this tabernacle, I will remind you. We all know this. Paul said we all have knowledge, but what we use with our knowledge, that's different. How much we use it daily. You know, 1 + 1 = 2. Not many of us use it. Sometimes I just use my credit card. I'm like, oh my goodness, this month I spent a lot. I didn't count it because I don't use what I know. And in the kingdom of God, we should be using our knowledge, using what we know. Important because God has given, we have all ten mercy. Without God, there's no hope. But thank God we are not without Him. We always have Him. We only have Him. We have angel of God surrounding us, protect, preserve us. I would, before I go to work, this I said a little bit unpractical there. Father, I thank you, Lord. 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 my right. I can quote all Psalm 91 because I do it daily. In Psalm 121 said, the Lord, you protect me going out, protect me coming in, protect me from all harm from this day forward forevermore. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Well, I am blessed going out, blessed coming. We need to convince to the place that when we say it, we mean it. Now, we can pray all day long, but in our heart emptiness, our prayer will not answer. I show you. I show you in scripture. Bear with me. Look at, oh Lord, help me. Daniel chapter 10, verse 12. How about that? Daniel chapter 10, verse 12. Daniel chapter 10, verse 12. This is Daniel prayed 21 days, right? Okay. He was praying, he was waiting 21 days, and then suddenly 21st day. Then the Gabriel brought the message. Let me go back to verse 11. And suddenly had, let's see. Okay. I want to go directly with this is Gabriel. If you can read whole chapter 10, and you see that he was praying, and then Gabriel brought message to Daniel, and then the king of Persia, basically spiritual wickedness fighting with him. He got to, and he has to call Michael to help Gabriel. 20 days they were fighting, 21 days, and then come to Daniel. This is verse 12. Then he said to me, "Do not fear, Daniel." I want to show you the part that the point that I just say a while ago. Then he said to me, Daniel chapter 10 verse 12. This is Gabriel was saying, "Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand, ha, set your heart to understand, set your heart to understand. Watch it. To humble yourself before your God, your words were heard." What? He didn't say a thing here. He did not say a thing. He did not say a thing. What is it? His heart. He set his heart. He set his heart to know, to seek after the Lord. His heart. Sometimes we pray, our heart is not there. We just pray just randomly. Even we can't remember our prayer, what we pray for. And our Lord Jesus said it. What things soever we desire when we pray, believe that we receive when we pray. We should both believe. So people fast like Daniel this day. Create a doctrine 21 days. But look at this. The first day when you set your heart to understand that this matter, the thing that King desired Daniel to understand, is that from the first day you set your heart, God will hurt in his heart, not his word. So many of us, sometimes we speak, our heart is not the same with our word, will not have effect in the kingdom of God. Because God looks, search the heart, knows the mind. The spirit search the heart. Let me go back to Romans chapter 8. Oh my goodness, getting better. Romans chapter 8, verse 27. Okay, this is he searched the heart to know the mind of spirit because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. There's some time. Okay, he searched the heart. God sees our heart, our thought. Jesus didn't show, and when the Lord said that children is always err in their heart, the Lord didn't say that. They always err in their action, no, in their heart, because out of the heart, right? Abundance of heart. Keep your heart with all diligence, out into the issue of life. Go back to Daniel chapter 10. So, right here, we see that God responds to Daniel, not by his word, by his heart. Crazy, huh? Okay, I read again. Gabriel said to Daniel, "Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand, you set your heart. what your heart said. He said, and oh, I'm going to be fail doing this job. Oh, Lord, I'm going to fail. If our heart already said that way. Oh, how I'm going to pay my bills. But we already bled. Jesus become poverty so we could be rich. We don't see that because we see the bill bigger. We see our need bigger than God. We see our need bigger than the Lord, Holy Spirit, that can guide and teach us, can give us one. One word from God can change the entire situation. When God should ask me to open a nail shop, no, I didn't have money. You guys know my story. But I'm obedient. It's suffering for obedience. I have to talk to people. Yes, I have to ask people to help me ask. This is not comfortable. It's how I comfort you. That's how when we obedient. Our Lord Jesus suffering, obedient, learn to obedient. This thing is not natural for us. The devil want to keep us the same condition 10 years later, 20 years later. But Holy Spirit want to push us, get out from our limit, get out from our comfort zone, get out from who we are. The flesh profit nothing. If we keep listening to our own mind, the people that we hang out around with, we're gonna have the same thing. But it's time to listen to Holy Spirit, time to abide in the word. Our Lord Jesus said, if you abide in me, my word abide in you. Ask everything we've done to you. We need to abide in the Lord. We will bear much fruit. Let go John 15, verse 5 and 6. And then John 15, verse 5 and 6. This is our Lord Jesus. This part we need to do daily. I need to do this. I'm not sharing for you. Whenever I'm sharing the word of God, I'm the one benefit the most. Okay. I am the vine and you are the branches. He is abides in me and I in him bear much fruit. Bear much fruit when we abide in him. Abide in his knowledge. Abide in his goodness. Abide recognizing the goodness of God. Recognizing what is good in Christ, what is good in us, not the bad thing, not the wrong thing we have done, not the big bill or focus. Father, I thank you, Lord. Yes. I understand we're human. Let's see, you receive the bill. Have you ever done this? When you receive the bill, Father, this is the bill this morning. I can't pay this, Father, but I trust in you. I give it surrender to you, Holy Spirit. Because you said you are my provider, my protector, my helper. I trust in you. I thank you, Father. I receive the payment. I receive the money. I've received finance. I thank you, Father. Give me witty invention. I believe one word from you can change my entire life. That's how we need to present. We're supposed to cast all our care upon him, but sometimes we don't convince. When we see the bill, oh, this bill so much this month, and we're discouraged and we fall into the trap of devil. Devil, the moment he can steal our joy, can steal our peace, he already got us. If we keep our peace, our joy alive, he has no place to get close to us. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. How we get joy? By spending time with, by acknowledging the good thing which is in Christ and in us. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. If we stay in tune with Holy Spirit, stay in tune with God, all the heaven backs up. I remember when the first time I just opened business, I don't know. I never take a class, business like nail business class, thing like that. I've been doing it for a long time, but running the business is different than doing nail. But the Lord told me, you put me first. Serve my people with excellence. Whole heaven back up. Whole heaven will back us up when we trust in him. How about that? Will we practice from today? I'm sharing this message I want put into practice, not just like receiving the word and do nothing with it. No, that's not my point. I want to share this thing and I'm myself, I put in practice. I want to practice more the word, the doer of the word. How we are blessed, not the hearer, deceiving our own self. If we, someone deceive us, we get mad. Sometimes we deceive ourselves. It's okay. It's not okay. The word of God need to produce in our life because the word of God is life. Although Jesus said, my word, they are spirit, they are life. John 6, 63, the flesh profit nothing. Our carnal mind profit nothing. The time to change our thought, the time to put the word of God in our mind, in our thought, in our heart. So when we pray, like Daniel, we set our heart to pray. God say, hey, he's praying from his heart, not from his mind. And the Lord would send Gabriel to bring message to us. to bring revelation, to bring idea. We need invention. One word from God, one idea from God can make us prosper. I believe when God showed me about cryptocurrency, I will show it if you interest. I will give you the name. You ask the Lord. I don't want you to do what I do, but I want you to pray, ask God. Because if God did not confirm you, don't do anything because you're going to do acting someone else. But when people presented me first, I asked the Lord. The Lord spoke to me 5, 6 times now. He spoke to me. One coin, he spoke to me. I've been buying a lot. I'm telling you, I'm going to be multimillionaire soon. You'd be surprised. I'm serious. I know. I'm serious. So there are many things, just like coin, one of the coin that you have, like your chain, like dime, quarter, keep it. Don't sell, keep it. Just keep it because I felt the Lord wanted me to share with you that part. So we need to trust in Him, abide in Him, and trust in Him, and keep Him put in practice. I believe our faith will be more active. More active. There's things that I don't even pray right now. The Lord's already answered me. Yes, there's things I prayed for a long time. I still didn't receive my answer. I believe it's not God because me, I don't perceive it. Sometimes God speaks once, yeah, twice, but men perceive it not. I believe my corner stopping me from hearing God. God always speaking. I think you agree with that too. So we trust in the Lord. We already have obtained mercy. We are children of God. We need to, Father, I thank you. I am your child. I thank you, your obligation to protect me, to preserve me, to bless me, to prosper me, to give me good success. Because God wants us to be the epistle written when people see us, to see Lord Jesus in us, see the prosperity, see the good thing. When we go out to eat, we want to give the best tip. That we can, oh, that person gave the best tip. Wow. And we can tell them, Jesus loves you. I want to bless you. If we don't have, how am I going to give? A heart want to give, but we have nothing. How can we give? I know a lot of us right here are givers. But we cannot express unless we have it. We possess it first and then we express it. The same thing everything. And I believe that God, right now, I believe really good time to invest in finance because we're trying to, we need to participate in order for us to buy. Okay, let me read verse 7. Okay, if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out of brain and wither and they gather, throw in the fire. So we would drive without Jesus, without abiding in the Lord, without trusting Him. We can't live this life by our own ability. It's burned up. Just like Paul talking about in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, some foundation in silver, some gold, some hay, and the fire will test every foundation. But if we build upon the foundation of the Lord, we will get reward. Our faith will be more effective. Our faith is needed because faith can move mountains. Yes, we need it. I know when we're talking about faith, hope, and love, love is more than, yes, but we need, the Bible tells us, supposed to walk by faith. Walk by faith to me, like walk trusting. I'm so excited to walk with God. I see more and more evidence of God. I am more persuaded now than ever before because I've been journeying with Him more. Longer I journey with Him, I'm more persuaded. That's why I'm so persuaded. I hope you get my conviction. So we need to acknowledge. By what? By our meditation, by our expression, by word, and by our abiding and trusting. And let me finish with this. Isaiah 40. We all know this verse. So the same thing with John chapter 15. Isaiah 40, verse 30, 31, 40. Is that 40, verse 30, 31? Okay, that's right. Verse 30, even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait or trust or abide on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagle. They shall run, not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Only in Him. Only we abide in Him. He is our source. He is our source of strength. I oftentimes in the morning I say, Father, I thank you of my life, my salvation. You are the strength of my heart. You are the strength of my life. Truly, He is our source. Yes, He's going to teach us here and there. We're going to partake of His blessing here and there. We need to continue acknowledging by our heart, before we pray, make sure our heart and our prayer are lined up together. We want to be like Daniel. God, because God sees our heart. Sometimes we just pray out of fear, out of like reaction instead of response. We respond to the situation. Father, I thank you. Yes, this bill is big. Yeah, this need is big. I can't fulfill this. The thing that I pray for, like, you know, I have a daughter. I haven't seen her 5 years. I have problems too. But I don't dwell in that problem. I say, Father, thank you. There's reconciliation is coming closer than I thought. I thank you, Father, you love her more than I do. The truth. I thank you, you're going to reveal yourself to her in a way that she cannot deny there's God, this real God, the God that I serve. That's how we go. We can't trust, like, trying to make connection. It's the flesh profit, nothing. I'm not going to make connection by the flesh. It's not going to profit. It's not going to last. So we need to let the Holy Spirit, because Holy Spirit can guide and can teach us. But in the meantime, we speak, express our gratitude, express, because we are with God and God is with us. We are His and He is in us. We can't go wrong. That's how He wants us, because angel the Lord and came around us. Let me, the angel part. Hallelujah. Psalm also 34 is great. My favorite Psalm 34. Verse 7, talking about 7th angel. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear Him. Notice, fear Him. The one that worship God, the one reverent. Not everybody. Okay, fear Him. Deliver them. And also, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. I want to show that this is how an angel is active in our life. We need to acknowledge, just like David acknowledged, verse 14. Okay. Are there not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who inherit salvation? Who will inherit salvation? You and me, all of us. And David, when he prays in God, Psalm 103, he said, praise Lord, you angel who excel in strength, who do His command, who do His word, and heeding the voice of the word of God. How the word of God has a voice? Because of you and me when we speak. When you speak, when we speak the word of God, we have to say the Lord our refuge, our fortress, our God. In Him we trust. We have to say it. If we don't say it, angels maybe just grab me saying like this before I go to work. I say, Father, I thank you. You send your angels around me, protecting, preserving me. We need to say it so angel can respond, because the word of God, angel respond to heaven. Heaven calls to heaven agenda. Angel has no interest in our flesh of that. I mean, our carnal mind. When we concern the kingdom of God, concerning the word of God, that's what He's for, after for. So I hope every one of us get something tonight. And two things I want: acknowledge what is good thing in Christ and in us. Not the bad thing in us, the love of God. We have the love of God, we have the peace, the joy, the grace, the truth in us, and the good thing in Christ. And our faith, this is the element, help us. The more we see the result, reality of the kingdom of God manifesting, the more we trust in God, the more we want. Because the goodness of God continues, pushes us, get closer to Him. That's, to me, that's how I see it. Not the wrath of God, not the terror of God, but the goodness of God. Romans chapter 4, but Romans chapter 2, verse 4, the goodness of God lead us repentant, lead us close to Him, lead us believe in Him more. I hope you being stirred up to acknowledge every good thing in Christ and in us, not the bad thing that in us, all the fellow, all what the weakness, just like Gideon, oh, I'm just like a small tribe, so what? And God said, no, you are mighty. So we need to see ourselves the way God sees us. We need to see God as our source. We need to see God as our loving Father, caring for us more than it is His obligation to take care of, but our party to trust in Him. Just like our kid trusting us, and we need to learn, just like our kid trusting us, and we trust in Him. Amen. I'm through.
Hey man, Jit, thank you for such an awesome word. Would you pray, and then we want to have individual prayer?
Sure. Father, I thank you, Lord, the word tonight. I pray, Holy Spirit, you confirm the word in our heart, Lord. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you, help us to acknowledging every good thing which is in Christ and in us, every good thing which is in us and in Christ Jesus, so that we continue let our faith more effectively, so we can produce more fruit for your glory, for your kingdom, for your gospel, for your namesake, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.